occasion, very ecstatic occasion, and the devotees have organized a wonderful festival for you all. So please come. Today is just a little bit of a beginning. The kirtan we just had, there was just a little bit of a warm-up, just loosening up slightly. And there will be so much chanting, dancing, feasting, Krishna Katha, drama, and all sorts of wonderful presentations that you'll be seeing tonight. And tomorrow, of course, will be the main day, and then Sunday will be the second main day. So it will be a very wonderful occasion. It's very nice to be here with you all, and we certainly hope you all enjoy the festival. As we said, there's a very nice program arranged. Just now we're going to read something to just begin to get us into the mood for the Jagannath Rathayatra festival. Then, shortly, there'll be some classical dancing. I believe that there is going to be a drama also after the classical dancing. And then we'll be having the arati and final kirtan and distributing prasadam. That will basically be the program for tonight. So at this point though, we will read something from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, and seeing it is the day or the evening before the actual Rathayatra itself, the pulling of the chariot itself, or in fact, this year, as I understand, we're going to be pulling two chariots, so we will be rivaling the beachfront Rathayatra festival of the chariots. So, in order to prepare us and get us into the mood, in this day, immediately before the Rathayatra, we're going to read something from Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is describing how Lord Chaitanya prepared for the Rathayatra. Lord Chaitanya prepared for the Rathayatra in a very wonderful way, and then having prepared nicely, then when the actual ceremony, the actual festival happened, and they pulled the chariots with the deities on them, then Lord Chaitanya, because all the preparations were done nicely, everyone was ready, all the devotees had prepared their consciousnesses in just the right way for meeting and greeting the Lord and chanting and dancing with him on his glorious chariot ride. So therefore it was very ecstatic, and that we'll talk about tomorrow, how Lord Chaitanya celebrated the Rathayatra itself. But right now, as I said, we will read a little bit and explain a little bit about how Lord Chaitanya prepared for the Rathayatra festival. So that preparation then is called the pastime of the cleansing of the Gundicha temple. So what does this mean? What is this Gundicha temple? Well, in the Rathayatra festival in Jagannath Puri, Lord Jagannath and Lord Balaram and Lady Subhadra, they're taken from the big Jagannath temple down the main road, huge, very, very big road, all the way to another temple, called the Gundicha temple, that other temple. And after the deities had been pulled down the road to that other temple, the Gundicha temple, then the deities are taken inside that temple and they remain there for about a week or so. And then they're worshipped and looked after very gorgeously and very appropriately in that other temple, the Gundicha temple. And then, after about a week or so, there is a second Rathyatra festival. That is called the Return Rathyatra. And again, it's a big, big festival, not perhaps on the scale of the first one, going from the Jagannath temple to the Gundicha temple, but still, that return Rathyatra from Gundicha back to the Jagannath temple, it's also quite spectacular. It's really something very special. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a very wonderful description of how Lord Chaitanya and his many, many devotees, how they cleansed that Gundicha temple so that it was a fit place, just the right place to receive Lord Jagannath at the end of his Rathyatra procession so that he could be worshipped there for some time. Now, as it happens, tomorrow, we are going to be pulling the Rathyatra carts from somewhere, where? Radhagopinath, at the bottom, same place. Okay, same place as last year. You know the big grounds down the bottom there? Down by the main road, up to here. So, in other words, this will be like the Gundicha temple tomorrow. The Rathyatra carts will be pulled all the way around and come up around the side here, and then the deities will be brought in, placed on the altar, and then we will worship them and everything will be going on focused on them. So in other words, this is something like the Gundicha temple, something like that, in terms of the pastime of the pulling of the Rathyatra carts. So Lord Chaitanya and his associates then, they cleaned the Gundicha temple very nicely, and in this way they got into the mood of preparing for the arrival of the Lord, making everything suitable and just right for the arrival of the Lord. Or, as we'll read, it is just synonymous, it is just like how the devotees prepare their hearts, cleanse their hearts, so that their hearts become suitable places for the Supreme Personality of Godhead to come and reside and to be there eternally so that they can eternally relate with Him face to face within their hearts. This pastime, the cleansing of the Gundicha temple, it represents that also. So let us just read a few of the verses. And then there's a very important purport by Srila Prabhupada. And hopefully this will prepare us and get us into the mood for the Rathyatra festival tomorrow. So if you repeat after me, please. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. The next day, early in the morning, the Lord took his personal associates with him and with his own hand smeared sandalwood pulp on their bodies. He then gave each devotee a broom with his own hand, and taking all of them personally with him, the Lord went to Gundicha. In this way, the Lord and his associates went to cleanse the Gundicha temple. At first, they cleansed the temple with the brooms. The Lord cleansed everything inside the temple very nicely, including the ceiling. He then took up the sitting place, Sinasana, cleansed it, and again put it in its original position. Thus, the Lord and his companions cleansed and swept all the temple's buildings, big and small, and finally cleansed the area between the temple and the meeting place. Following the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees in great jubilation began to gather straw and dust with their own cloths and throw them outside the temple. The Lord then told the devotees, "I can tell how much you have labored and how well you have cleansed the temple simply by seeing all the straw and dust you have collected outside. Even though all the devotees collected dirt in one pile, the dirt collected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was much greater." So the devotees with Lord Chaitanya, they cleaned the temple very nicely. The temple was spotless. The temple was incredibly clean. Then the Lord Chaitanya, he told all the devotees, "Let us clean the temple again, a second time." The devotees thought, "What is the need?" They looked around. The temple looked spotless. So the devotees were wondering, "What is the need to clean the temple again? There is no more dirt." So they were hanging back a little. Then Lord Chaitanya said, "All right, just watch." So as we read, when the Lord and the devotees cleaned the temple the first time, the Lord collected more dirt, a bigger pile of dirt, than all the other devotees combined. The second time, the Lord himself cleaned the temple. The other devotees, they were just waiting and watching. But when Lord Chaitanya cleaned the temple for the second time, he got out even more dirt than the total amount gathered by all the devotees and himself the first time. Isn't that astonishing? even though the devotees, they were looking and they were wondering, where is the dirt? What is the point? There is no more dirt. Why bother? Now we have a clean temple. But then when Lord Chaitanya did clean the second time, he got an even greater amount of dirt than the total amount the first time. So this is very instructive, because as we mentioned, this pastime of the cleaning of the Gundicha temple, it can be compared to how the devotees clean their hearts, how the devotees try to purify their hearts to become free from all those contaminations built up from living in this material world for a very long time. We've all been here many, many lifetimes, actually. So much dirt in the form of lust, anger, greed, envy, arrogance, pride, fear, ignorance. So many contaminations have built up within the heart. So this process of Krishna consciousness is there to clean the heart, so the heart becomes spotless and pure, and just the right place where the Supreme Personality of Godhead will become attracted to reside. He will want to come there, because it is so nice. He will want to come and stay there and sit there eternally with you. And in this way, you will enter your personal, eternal, face-to-face relationship with him. And that is the perfection of life. But the Lord, he is called Shuddha-sattva. He is in the state of pure goodness. So he will not go to some dirty place, some contaminated, unclean, filthy place. He will not go to such a place. So, if the heart is dirty like that, then the Supreme Lord, he will not reside there. Actually, of course, he is already there in one sense as the super soul, but that is something different. Here we're talking about Swayam Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, from Goloka Vrindavan, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, not just that expanded form, functional form of the super soul. So this cleansing then of the Gundicha temple, it represents how we as devotees have to clean our hearts. And it is in the context of this Rathayatra festival. So in other words, this Rathayatra festival is such a wonderful opportunity to clean our hearts, become attached to the Lord, and prepare ourselves so the Supreme Lord will come and give us his association and company eternally. So now I'm going to read part of one purport by Srila Prabhupada, in which he talks about this. So please listen very carefully, because it's very important. Srila Prabhupada says, in commenting on the cleansing of the Gundicha temple, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally giving instructions on how one should receive Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, within one's cleansed and pacified heart. If one wants to see Krishna seated in his heart, he must first cleanse the heart, as prescribed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshastika, Cheto Darpana Marjana. In this age, everyone's heart is unclean, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Hridyam Taksto, Hyabhadrani. To wash all dirty things accumulated within the heart, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised everyone to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. The first result will be that the heart is cleansed. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. If the devotee at all wants to cleanse his heart, he must chant and hear the glories of the Lord, Sri Krishna, Srinvatam Swakata Krishna. This is a simple process. Krishna himself will help cleanse the heart because he is already seated there. Krishna wants to continue living within the heart, and the Lord wants to give directions, but one has to keep his heart as clean as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept the Gundicha temple. The devotee therefore has to cleanse his heart, just as the Lord cleansed the Gundicha temple. In this way, one can be pacified and enriched in devotional service. If the heart is filled with dirt, straw, grains of sand, weeds, or dust, one cannot enthrone the Supreme Personality of Godhead there. The heart must be cleansed of all material motives brought about through fruitive work, speculative knowledge, the mystic yoga system, and so many other forms of so-called meditation. The heart must be cleansed without ulterior motive. As Srila Rupa Goswami says, Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karmadhyanavritam. In other words, there should not be any external motive. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that even though one may become free from the desire for fruitive activity, sometimes the subtle desire for fruitive activity comes into being within the heart. This is a very important point. Try and understand this. There were two cleanings of the temple. Once the Lord and the devotees, and once just the Lord himself went in to clean. The first time they cleaned, they thought it was spotless. But then the Lord went in again and got out more dirt even. They couldn't believe it. They didn't know it was there. So here, Prabhupada is referring to that, or is referring to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, who's saying that even though one may become free from the desire for fruitive activity, sometimes the subtle desire for fruitive activity comes into being within the heart. So now he's going to talk about that more subtle form of contamination, beyond the ordinary form of the contamination of material nature. So Prabhupada continues, one often thinks of conducting business to improve devotional activity. However, the contamination is so strong that it may later develop into misunderstanding. Described as, now he's going to mention certain specific subtle contaminations, such as kuti-nati, fault-finding, pratishtasha, the desire for name and fame and for high position, jiva-himsa, envy of other living entities, Nishid Acha, accepting things forbidden in the scriptures. Kama, the desire for material gain. And Puja, hankering for popularity. So now, just to put this in the context of our lives in devotional service, these two cleansings and these two different types of contaminations being described here. So first thing is, when it comes to cleansing the heart, what is the first thing? First thing is, follow the regulative principles. Many of you know what the regulative principles are. No illicit sex life, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. These activities, illicit sex life, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling, they are described as being the four pillars of material life. Just like here we have the roof, it is being held up by pillars. If you pull out the pillars, what happens to the roof? It comes on our heads. So, if you take out these four things, illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling, if you take them out of your life, then your material life will collapse. It will be finished. No more material life. Yes. At least that is the first step. That is the first step. In overcoming fruit of activity, the attraction to this material world, the first step to getting out of this world, going back home, back to Godhead, to the eternal kingdom of Krishna, Goloka Vrindavan, our eternal home, back to Godhead, as Srila Prabhupada would say. So, that first cleaning, all the devotees and Lord Chaitanya, all together, they cleaned and cleaned. The cleaning process, what was the cleaning process in terms of cleaning the heart? That was to chant. To chant and hear about Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada describes that very clearly here. This is the actual cleaning process. Just like you get your broom, your mop, your bucket of water to clean the house or the temple. So to clean the temple of the heart, then you get out your chanting beads, you get out your kartals, your mridangas, like this. These are the instruments. And then you chant and you hear. And in this way, these contaminations, primary contaminations of intoxication, illicit sex life, meat eating, and gambling, they're cleaned out. First cleaning. So then, to go back to that story again, that when they finished that first cleaning, all the devotees thought, we have done it. It's now clean. We've finished our job. Now we may become a little fixed up in that, so that no longer, if we walk past the butcher's shop, no longer do we look in and become a little bewildered. If we see someone smoking a cigarette, no longer do we become a little excited, or whatever it may be. In other words, we become a little free from these things, and we may think, I did it. I've made it. I am ready for Krishna. I have reached that point of purity. But that is just the first cleaning. Then there comes the second cleaning, and because those contaminations are more subtle, therefore to clean them out is more difficult. Yes, and there is more there, even though we may not really understand initially. So what are those? We've just read them. Let me just go through them again, and then you can start looking at yourselves and just thinking, if you have those things, and if you do, what to do about them. So first is called Kuti Nati. And Prabhupada gives two understandings of that. One is fault-finding, that envious mentality. One of our great acharyas, Baladeva Jibhushan, he gives a definition of envy. He says envy means to search, to look at someone. You look at someone, you're trying to evaluate, what is this person like? So you look at that person, and you try to find fault, even in the midst of many good qualities. There may be so many good qualities, but carefully you look around them all till you find one fault, and then you think, aha, now I understand this person. So this is envy. To search to find fault, even in the midst of many good qualities. So, this is Kuti Nati, fault-finding. Or, alternatively, it is also translated as duplicity. Trying to put on a facade. I am a very good devotee, look at me. But as soon as you get around the corner, then something else is happening. Yes. You come into the temple, you are chanting and chanting and chanting, nothing but chanting, nothing but Krishna consciousness. As soon as you get home, on comes kuch kuch hota hai. But as soon as the devotees come to visit your house, immediately you switch it off and you put on the Krishna conscious video, just see how Krishna conscious I am. Anyway, this is a very simple little example, but it means to be deceitful like that, to try to present yourself in one way, but actually you are in another way. Then the second is pratishta, the desire for name and fame. Even amongst the devotees, you're not happy just to be one of the devotees. You want to be prominent amongst the devotees and be admired amongst the devotees. But actually our position is dasa das anudas, just to be the servants of the devotees. So that is the second of these subtle contaminations. Then third is jiva himsa, envy of other living entities, which means to stop preaching. That when there is some opportunity to present Krishna consciousness, no, we don't do that. We just quietly duck out to the side. Then, nishidacha, accepting things forbidden in the scriptures. You know, sometimes I go and stay in our devotee householders' houses. And often, sometimes at least, with their permission, not in a sort of tricky way, but with their permission, sometimes I look in their refrigerators and I check out what they've got in there. And we know in 9 houses out of 10, they have something which has onions in it, like some achar or some, you know, whatever, some canned product or some sort of commercially made product, but they didn't read the ingredients. So in so many we find that. Yes. Or sometimes they will buy some cake, but it may have eggs in it, or some ice cream, and they don't check. So, nishadacha means to accept things forbidden in scripture. It's a little more subtle than just going and buying a Kentucky Fried Chicken. But it is something quite contaminated. Then, next is karma, desire for material gain, trying to use Krishna consciousness to get material things, instead of taking Krishna consciousness as an opportunity to serve. We take Krishna consciousness as an opportunity to get something for me. And finally, puja, the desire to be worshipped. This is, of course, the worst. So these are very more subtle contaminations within the heart. And so, once you've got your 16 rounds together, once you are following all the 4 regulative principles, then you know you have to work on these things. How to become completely purified and come to the stage of actual ananya bhakti, pure devotional service. Anya means other. Ananya means no other. No other. Only Krishna. Only devotional service to Krishna. That's all. So that is the goal of Krishna consciousness. And that is the goal of this festival, actually. We can cleanse our hearts, purify our hearts, hear and chant about the Lord, and take part in the Ratha Yatra. In this way, purify, prepare our hearts so the Lord can take up residence there. And when our hearts are that pure, then that is the perfection of life. That is the goal of life, pure Krishna consciousness. So we hope that you can take part in the festival in the spirit, make the most of this festival in this spirit, and cleanse your hearts. And by the time we finish this festival, Sunday night, at the end of the final kirtan, that you will have changed. Yes. You will have actually changed, at least somewhat, made some advancement in that direction. That is what this festival is for, by the mercy of Lord Jagannath and his representative, Srila Prabhupada. Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi Kedar! Sri Jagannath Radhyatra Mahotsava Kedar!